Diary of a Praying CEO, read by Joseph Wani, Director, Tested Consulting Limited. My dear Father, over my life, both personally and professionally, I now fully understand why you gave your beloved children the free will to decide on how we express praise, worship, and gratitude. Any other way would have been unfair and robbed us of the true satisfaction from worshiping you in spirit and in truth. It also would not be a true representative of our thoughts towards you. When I look at the number of lives that you have used our organization to transform over the many years, I have no regret in participating in a very rewarding line of work that has your grace and favor undergirding all aspects. Job 28 verse 27 brings joy to my heart in its confirmation that even you, the Almighty God, acknowledges the importance of our key deliverables as an organization. You advised us that even wisdom has to be appraised, confirmed, and tested. The past couple of years have been challenging for our industry as most of our operations have to be onboarded online, which is quite a change from the norm of our operations, which is based on physical interaction. Challenging as it may have been, you are a God that remains constant and your precepts continue to guide us on what steps we need to take. As we chart the next step for the company, may your patience possess our souls and may the faith that we need be unshakable. Help us to be a firm that cares and loves people in line with your nature of being a loving and merciful God. As tough as it may be, we trust that you will provide enough resources for us to continue our operations and keep our staff in jobs so they can sustain their families. We are fast approaching the midpoint in 2021, and as we remember the year, may there always be reasons to glorify and worship you for your goodness and kindness. Until the next board meeting, keep us all well and safe. Yours, CEO.